This is the closing market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Closing markets are brought to you by Bex. Since 1937, Bex has stood up for the things that matter most: faith, independence, and helping farmers succeed. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
It's a pretty quiet day, narrow ranges, not a lot of volume. Corn only has a 3 cent range, beans only have about a dime range. I think it's because the market knows what's coming. You know, we're looking at next week, of course, is the election. And it's significant to the grains because if Trump gets in, he's vowed to put tariffs on everything. And that would probably hurt our exports. So the market's thinking about that. And then a week from tomorrow, we have the November WADZI. It should increase the exports in that. But they might also increase the yield on corn up maybe a half a bushel per acre. So we're looking at forward to that report as well. So two big events next week. The market might be consolidating in front of those two events. Another factor, big factor, is South American weather has been very favorable. Good rains down there, and that's keeping pressure on the beans especially. Harvest is wrapping up. It's over 80% in both corn and beans. Probably early November, a lot of guys will be done.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most: our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
December corn down 0.75 cents at 4.10¾. November soybeans up 6 even at 9.82½. December soybean meal down 2.10 at 2.99.50. Soybean oil up $1.33 at 45.14. On the Merc, December live cattle down 12 cents at 186.30. November feeders down 12 cents as well at 245.37. December lean hogs down 57 at 83.80. Pork cutout went unchanged at 94.55. And November classy milk down 16 cents at 2011. Those are your closing markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.